It's been about 2 months since Cardinal Bernard Law resigned as head of the Boston Archdiocese following the clergy abuse scandal. Bishop Richard Lennon was picked by the Vatican to be the temporary leader of the Archdiocese, but many say Bishop Lennon isn't doing much better at healing the divisions. From member station WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady Meyerhoff reports.
After taking over the Archdiocese of Boston, Bishop Lennon said his top priorities were to support victim survivors, foster unity among the faithful, and protect children from future abuse. But Ann Hagen Webb, New England Regional Coordinator for the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, says Lennon is failing victims.
I hear him saying he wants to help the victims. On the other hand, every single legal maneuver that they have made is the opposite.
Several weeks after Lennon took over, church lawyers began issuing subpoenas to some therapists of alleged abuse victims. Bishop Lennon said this is standard legal practice, but the move enraged victims groups, who feel it's not ethical to encourage victims to come forward for counseling and then make their confidential therapy sessions part of litigation. Lennon says he wants to settle all of the civil lawsuits filed by more than 500 people. And lawyers for some alleged abuse victims say settlement talks with church lawyers are moving well, but others say there's no progress. Attorney Mitchell Garabedian represents more than 100 alleged victims.
Bishop Lennon has not attempted to settle these cases with my clients. Actions speak louder than words, and although the words sound compassionate, the actions are a pointed attempt by the Archdiocese to have these cases all dismissed in one way or the other.
Bishop Lennon has met with about a dozen alleged victims, including Gary Bergeron.
It was a good exchange for 2 hours. There's a different air at the Chancery than there was the last time I was there, a little over a month ago. This is clearly a change.
Many clergy members in the Boston Archdiocese are also pleased with Bishop Lennon. Father Bob Bullock is with the Boston Priest Forum, a group of more than 250 priests who are concerned some are being falsely accused of sexual abuse.
He's expressed a great concern for the priests who have been accused and are on administrative leave, many of whom, of course, deny the validity of the charges.
Bullock says he's still waiting to hear when the bishop will meet with the Boston Priests Forum. The lay Catholic group, Voice of the Faithful, which has 30,000 members nationwide, has also been requesting a meeting for weeks, but the Archdiocese hasn't made the bishop available. Spokeswoman Donna Morrissey says Bishop Lennon has been meeting with the laity at parishes. She says he's working 7 days a week.
He has a lot of things on his plate that he needs to accomplish in a very short amount of time, and he should be admired for his diligence, his hard work, and his dedication.
But Lennon's agenda is too narrow, says Jim Post, president of Voice of the Faithful. Post says Lennon appears to be focusing too much on short-term problems, such as the church's financial troubles.
Long-term, it's the survivors, it's the priests, and it's the Catholic laity in the archdiocese who hold the key to the recovery and to the healing process.
Bishop Lennon and the Archdiocese appear to be making headway on protecting children. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops says Boston is ahead of other dioceses around the nation in establishing training programs on sexual abuse. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Meyerhoff in Boston.